Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. The bench, the players, the hustlers, the people of Boston, and everybody else in between. I am Gabe Morenci throwing it down on Monday night, a meltdown edition of the program. Ricky Sanders will step up in a little bit later on. I'm going to talk some overnight Korean baseball. Don't look now, but Major League Baseball starts in about 10 days from now. That's right, regular season Major League Baseball. And the betting handles have been through the roof for all the live sporting events over the last couple of weeks. I imagine the betting handle is going to be killer next Thursday. The New York Yankees take on the defending World Series champion, the Washington Nationals, the Dodgers, and the Giants. And we have a doubleheader, and then the following day, it's on. There's no turning back. The COVID Major League Baseball marathon is actually a sprint this year. And the late, great Dave Malinsky used to always, we always used to talk about this at the beginning of a Major League Baseball season, and he would bring up the fact that it is a marathon and not a sprint. But this year, no, it's a sprint. It's a 60-game sprint, and basically, it's going to be, who contracts the less coronavirus. That's going to be the winning team in the end when it's all said and done. Now, speaking of which, winning teams, I have not had a lot of winning teams in this MLS's back tournament. And this MLS tournament is killing me, man. And I'm not even just saying it's killing me. Like, I'm getting murdered today, not just in the MLS, but freaking soccer as a whole. Late goals across the board, craziness. In the early morning this morning, TFC blow a 2-0 lead. They're going into the 80 minute with a 2-0 lead. They blow it. Meanwhile, the Houston Dynamo were shocking. LAFC, they were up 3-1 at the half. That's right, at the half. Meanwhile, LAFC came back, ended up in a 3-3 draw. We've got a late night game going on right now between the Timbers and the Galaxy. We're going to bang some MLS. We're going to talk some KBO. We'll get into the NBA bubble. We got a lot of stuff to break down here this evening. Monday night, a meltdown has begun. 844-843-6879. Hop up and in. End the door, Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Sports Rage late night. Let's roll. I'm Renzi. The this MLS stuff is going to be the death of me. And, you know, it really is to the point where I feel like I'm like a degenerate at the table in a casino. And you just keep losing, like you keep getting 20 and you're like, man, I got 20. And yeah, dealer, 21. You've got 21. Dealer's got 21. Push. Like, it's uncanny. You know, like the last 12 hours or so, I can't keep up with the amount of bad beats that we've had late in these soccer matches. Like, really, like from TFC in the early morning hours, they're up 2-0. You're going into the 80th minute. There's been like a million penalty kicks. I keep telling myself, bet on a penalty kick in this game. Will there be a penalty kick? Yes. There always seems to be a penalty kick. And I don't know, man. Like, this, it's entertaining. The MLS action has been entertaining, but you're better off not betting on it. Unless, like, I don't know, you're doing better than I am. And I'm sure, like, basically it's not hard to be doing better than I am because I'm pretty much on the wrong side. Not of every match, but, you know, listen, we're trying to cry home a couple of alternate total bets and parlays and stuff like that. But, oh, we've got a red card. Oh, we got a red card. Thing is, these losers never even score when they have a penalty kick in this league. they rarely do, it seems. Yeah, they rarely do. So sports is on its way back right now as MLS soccer is filling the void. It's going to lead us right into Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball starts next Thursday, and after after all of this, you know, it feels like we've waited so long. I don't know. It almost seems like people like don't really care anymore. It's like, oh, yeah, baseball, what, next week? Yeah, yeah, whatever. I got money on this MLS game right now. All right? So MLS is filling the void, but baseball is back. We'll get into it a little bit. I can't lie. Listen, I think that the Major League Baseball owners are scumbags. I think they're sleazeballs, dirtbags. Like, I don't know, whatever. What else can I say? We are on, like, many AM radio stations right now. So I have to watch what I say. I think low-life scumbag is, I'm getting my point across. But at the same point in time, we love the game, and we love to bet on sports. And we also like the fact that it's a 60-game season in the sense that you only have to wait 2 months when you start betting on somebody's crazy futures. And another thing is, in a 60-game season, anything can happen. And I expect a couple of crazy results. You know, an injury here, an injury there, a positive test here, a positive test there, a hot start by a mediocre baseball team, and the next thing you know, the standings are all shaken up. Except one thing that we should know, I do believe that Major League Baseball, listen, they're going to start, they have a bad plan, flying around everywhere across America is a stupid idea, and they're going to pay the price for it. There's going to be a ton of players that get coronavirus through the 60-game season. So you're basically rolling the dice. You're playing like Corona roulette here. You're playing Corona roulette. You hope if you bet on a team that team takes it seriously and doesn't do stupid things like some of these NBA players that are stepping outside of the bubble to pick up takeout food, supposedly. And oh yeah, there's an Instagram model on Instagram and on Twitter. She posted. She goes, yeah, this bubble won't last long. She goes, I'm already getting invites to come. Hey, you're not allowed to go for 5 weeks. There's no visitors for 5 weeks, man. It's like these guys really are doing time in there. So, yeah, we're going to get into some baseball, though. Like, most valuable player props have been posted. I'm interested in the most valuable player props because I have my eye on a couple of players, actually, in the National League. I look forward to Ricky Sanders' take on that. So we'll talk a little baseball. And now the fact that it's here and it's around the corner, I'm also going to share with you what I've come up with as far as the schedules are concerned. You know, we've had time to analyze the schedules, and, you know, you might be thinking about pulling the trigger with a team with, like, the win total. You might be, you know, thinking about pulling the trigger with, will the team make the playoffs? As FanDuel has, will they make the playoff props posted right now? Or, hell, maybe you want to step it up and say a team's going to win a division that, like, you know, maybe a sleeper. A dark horse, maybe you think the favorite's going to get it done. So we'll tell you whose schedules are favorable for success and who's kind of got like a lot of problems. Because there's a couple of teams that I thought, you know what?
35-1, man. Like a team like the Angels, 35-1. You know, it's some pretty big odds in a short season. You got Rendon, you got Otani, and oh yeah, you got Mike Trout. But the Angels schedule is a killer, all right? Like a serial killer. All right, let's bring in Bob right now from Vermont. It's been too long. 844-843-6879. Ricky Sanders will join us in a couple of minutes. But Bob, the Yankee fan from Vermont, has to be excited that baseball is back. How you doing, Bob? It's been too long.
Yes, I'm very happy.
Good stuff, Bob.
How you doing?
Okay.
I'm doing great.
Good.
Yes. I saw you with Cam today.
Yeah. I always enjoy doing the show.
You told me to call in early, which I did. Yes, I did. I like Cam. I miss Cam talking to him. He's a funny guy like you are.
Well, I don't want to make you wait on hold all night, Bob. So I told you to call in early because we have Ricky Sanders in the next segment.
Who's Ricky Sanders?
Ricky Sanders?
Yeah, who's that?
He's been on the network.
I don't think I know him.
He's been on the network for like 5 years, Bob.
I don't know him. I don't think so.
He's a DFS guy. A fantasy guy.
Okay.
You only know someone if they have breasts. You only know people if they have breasts, Bob.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
you know
true. I have to agree with you.
Yeah, like seriously.
I have to agree with you there.
Any woman that's on our network after an hour, you know her life story. Ricky Sanders has been with us forever. You're like, who's Ricky? Is he not a hot chick?
Like Mickey, like Michelle, and what's her name? Oh God, the new girl. What's her name? That works for you. Oh God, she did. Oh God, what's her name? I gotta bring. What?
I'm just enjoying you, like trying to remember everyone's name, Bob. Yeah, the other girl.
I know. I forgot her name. I got a brain fart. Ariel. Yeah, that's her name.
Man, Ariel. You smoking that Vermont Kush, Bob?
No, that's Sunday. I do that Sunday.
Oh, okay. All right. Of course.
Yeah, I don't do it during the week. I got to work during the week. Can't do it during the week.
Yeah.
I smoked. Oh, I had a great day on Saturday. It was my daughter's birthday on Sunday, and she had her friends over, but I took her out to luncheon where she wanted to get stuff. I gave her $60 to buy stuff for herself. And then we had a great day together, me and her and her sister and my brother.
That's
an awesome day Saturday.
That's very nice of you, Bob. I'm glad that your daughter had a great birthday and you had a great weekend. I thought you were going to say you had a great day at the track, betting the ponies. Have you been betting the ponies at all during the pandemic, or is it closed?
Yeah. Well, I do it online.
All right, good. Have you been winning?
I do it online. Yeah, last week I won like $60 for $240.
All right,
so yeah, I've been winning.
Let me ask you, Bob, you think the Yankees are going to win the division?
Yeah, they definitely have a very good shot to win the division. The Red Sox are going to be nothing. Baltimore Orioles, I'm not worrying about. Toronto, I'm not worried. Hey, you know the guy, Guerrero Jr. on the Toronto Blue Jays?
Yes, I do.
You know where he started his career in baseball?
Do I know where he started? Yeah, I know.
Manchester.
I knew when he was a 4-year-old kid.
Manchester Fisher Cats. Yeah.
All right.
I used to go see those games. Yeah, he's a great player.
Bob,
I didn't know that.
Minor league knowledge. Hey, don't be
I didn't know that until they had it on in our local station.
Happy
he was playing first base.
Sports Rage Late Night. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name's Bobby, and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Okay, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Sports Rage, late night. I'm Renzi. Let's do this thing. The Monday Night Meltdown rolling on here tonight. Let's talk some baseball. Listen, we've been killing ourselves with this Major League Soccer, and I'm on the verge of a nervous breakdown after watching this MLS, and I keep just going back for more. Because I love the beautiful game of soccer, and I'm also a degenerate gambler who never learns his lesson. But, man, this is a crazy-ass tournament. Like, the games that you think there'll be no goals, there's a million goals. The games that you think there's going to be a lot of goals, they'll miss penalty kicks. One game will have 17 corner kicks. The next game will have 6 corner kicks. It is a very all-over-the-place tournament. You can't say it's not entertaining, but it's... it's rather you have to be a masochist, actually, to be betting on this stuff. Because, and I'm not alone, because I see people's misery online here during this tournament. But, hey, it's great to have sports back. And it's hard to believe, but Major League Baseball is going to be back next Thursday night. And FanDuel actually has props up right now. Who's going to be the first player to hit a home run of the 2020 season? Aaron Judge, plus 550. Stanton plus 550. Soto plus 650. Torres plus 700. As you can see, FanDuel is ready for the baseball season. And I want to talk some Korean baseball with one of the best in the business and everything that he does in Ricky Sanders. But I'm curious to get his thoughts on the MVP of both the American League and the National League, because I know nobody studies the players like Ricky Sanders does, and we have odds posted right now up at FanDuel for the American League and the National League MVPs. Let's bring in our MVP, Ricky Sanders. What's up, Ricky? How you doing tonight?
Doing good. And if you want to talk about masochism, how about sweating the weather in Korea every night at about 4:30 a.m. local time? If you think that sweating corner kicks is crazy, for daily fantasy purposes, you got to sweat to see if these games are even going to play. It's been like the worst weather week in Korea in quite some time.
So let me ask you, too. So you're an expert on everything that you do. So I'm sure you know the best source. Have you found out like a live stream? Are you watching like the local weather forecast? How have you like figured out the Korean weather? Because you can't just be counting on Google on this, right? So how are you figuring out the weather in Korea?
Well, there's about two guys who cover the league in English, and we've got the guys who are the weathermen in the United States for baseball who give you, you know, Korean weather reports. But you really have to do a combination of things to figure this out. I've even resorted to going to friends who have DM'd some of the players to get the weather reports, which I actually have for tonight. I had someone talk to Dan Straley who thinks that game is going to play tonight. Like, you have to go to extreme measures to figure this out.
You know, so let me ask you, if I would have told you, let's say even 6 months ago, that Ricky, 6 months from now, you're going to be up at 5 a.m. wondering and worrying about the weather in Korea, you would have said, no, I'm not. Like, you know what I mean? No, like, why? Like, how? Why would that be possible, right? Like, you probably never heard of the Korean League. Like, you know, now suddenly you're crushing it, DFS and betting. But it's amazing if you put everything in perspective. our lives before the pandemic and our lives now.
Well, if you would have told me that I would be up at 5 a.m. worrying about something that far, I would have believed you. But if you went any further than that about South Korea, that's where you lose me.
That's great. Ricky Sanders with us. All right, so Ricky, let me throw a couple of guys at you here in the National League. They have odds up. Most valuable player, National League, Mookie Betts, plus 600. Christian Yelich, plus 650. Acuna Jr., plus 700. Cody Bellinger, plus 800. Juan Soto, plus 900. A player that I think is going to have a monster year this year is Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper is 13-1. I thought there was a little bit of value with Harper. I don't know if Fernando Tatis Jr. is ready to be the most valuable player yet, but I look forward to your opinion on that. And I'm feeling old once again because I covered his father, Fernando Tatis, was a member of the Montreal Expos, right? So, and here we are now with Fernando Tatis Jr. It's amazing. I've never seen anything like it with these juniors, huh? Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Biggio Jr., Tatis Jr. Like, it goes on and on, man. It's amazing. But what do you think about the most valuable player here? Do any of these odds catch your eye? And because when I look at this, I'm thinking, you know what? Bellinger could win this. Bellinger could just go on a tear and win this. And 8-1 is not bad odds for a 2-month bet, Ricky. It's only 60 games. So 8-1 Bellinger caught my eye. And Bryce Harper catches my eye at 13-1. What's your take?
So I agree with you that Bellinger at 8-1 is one of the guys that I'm looking at. Look, I think the Yankees, looking at the depth of their roster, have a harder path to just dominate any league comparatively to the Dodgers. I mean, looking at the Dodgers at virtually every position, they're deep. They can sustain an injury at starting pitcher. They can sustain two injuries. They got Dustin May in the bullpen. They got Ross Stripling, who is an ample starting pitcher. You get Kenley Jansen out with COVID for any period of time. You've got a deep bullpen behind him. So I think the Dodgers are just one of those teams that is going to be there in the end, even with the shortened season. And Cody Bellinger, I mean, a guy who over 160 game pace last year was over 50 homers, close to giving you 20 steals. I think he's a guy who could easily lead the league in homers this year. And I just feel confident that the team is going to be there. But I think Acuna Jr. and Soto are the other two values in this region, because you look at Juan Soto. I mean, at his age, this is a guy who actually put up better hitting numbers than Mike Trout. I'm not sure people realize just how young he is. We're still talking about a 20-year-old kid. And this may be a year early on him, but at 9-1, I think you can certainly take the chance. And then Ronald Acuna Jr., I mean, especially if you take steals into consideration, which I think they do. I mean, this is the truest threat for a 40-40 in the entire National League. Christian Yelich is obviously very good, but Ronald Acuna Jr., I think, you know, especially with Freddie Freeman dealing with some issues here, has a chance to just lead that team. And if they make the playoffs, I think he's got a strong case here. I think it's one of those three. I would not eat the chalk in the National League.
Ricky Sanders with us. And, you know, just for argument's sake, looking for a long shot, a lot of hype about Fernando Tatis Jr., but it's a lot of pressure to actually be the most valuable player in the National League. And listen, it's a 60-game season, right? So anything can kind of sort of happen. But is there anybody? I'm looking, and no one's really jumping off the screen at me. You know what I mean? Like, Real Muto's 50-1. You know, Manny Machado's 25-1. Like, you know what? Maybe what about Pete Alonso? You know, look at Pete Alonso, but are you expecting regression from Pete? I mean, you know, most people do, right, after that rookie year. What's your take on Alonso? What do you expect from him this year?
Yeah, it's only 60 games, so it's a bit tough to tell. But usually power guys like that will deal with some form of sophomore slump. I mean, I don't think he's going to have a bad year by any means. But I don't think I'm pinning him to be the MVP. Fernando Tatis and I think Manny Machado at that same spot are the guys I like here, because I do think the Padres have a chance to be a shocker team. I mean, I've kind of been on them as a long shot bet to win that division. They have a very good, well-rounded team. I mean, arguably the best closer in the league, maybe the best setup man as well. So their bullpen looks pretty solid. They've got some upside pitchers towards the end of that rotation, and Dinelson Lamet, who could, in a ceiling year, just absolutely crush. And you look at that lineup, and it's got a ton of power, even at the bottom of the lineup. And if the, you know, those power guys go right for a short period of time, I think they've got a shot to compete. And Fernando Tatis, I mean, you look at his minor league numbers, he wasn't the same hitter he was in the majors last year, but I think this is the kid who's just getting better. Basically hit close to 320 with 22 homers and 16 steals in half a season. Now, I don't know about, you know, that exact pace, but I do know that this was one of the most highly touted prospects. We saw Ronald Acuña Jr. get it done pretty quickly. And in Petco, it's still a favorable park for right-handed power. It's basically league average, whereas it's treacherous for lefties. So I still think a right-handed power bat can get it done. So I think him and Machado are kind of the outlier long shots that I have interest in.
You know, something that I find very interesting, actually, about the plot, and guys, in this 60-game season, there's some weird scheduling quirks, and it just is the way that it is because you're only really playing within your division 40 games and then 20 games against the other division, the other East, the other Central, the other West, et cetera. So it's going to lead to some weird quirks. And how about this for San Diego? They play 23 games in the month of September. 20 of them are in the state of California. And it's kind of, you know, they play three games in Seattle. It's like they're in the California League, Ricky. like, you know, they're going to be real comfortable. They won't be traveling, but it's something to think about. Almost sort of mitigates also COVID exposure a little bit as well. Right, it's like these guys aren't going to be flying around. No, they're staying in the state. You know what I mean? They're like they're playing 23 games in September. They go to Seattle for three games. The other 20 games are all in the state of California. All right. So as far as the American League is concerned, American League odds for the most valuable player very very chalky. Mike Trout +195. Aaron Judge +950. Francisco Lindor +1200, Alex Bregman 15-1, Anthony Rendon 16-1. The Angels have two guys in the under 20-1 here. Matt Chapman 18-1, Gleyber Torres 20-1. It already seems like we're reaching a little bit here. What's your take on the American League? Is it more chalky or is there a dark horse?
Man, I've been on the White Sox in terms of taking them, and the guy I would have liked here is Yoan Moncada, but he's dealing with COVID as of right now. So he was a guy I kind of liked. I think Eloy Jimenez might be that guy at 48-1 because I do expect that offense to be very good. If the pitching comes through, I think they have a chance to be a surprise team. Go ahead.
Sports Rage, late night continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
With Korean baseball picks, although weather is an issue, something to keep your eye on tonight as far as the Korean League is concerned. We're just taking a look at Major League Baseball's most valuable players right now. And in the second hour of the program, level two, I will share some of the notes that I've come up with. Just looking at team schedules, there's some teams that have very, very favorable schedules. There's other teams that really, really have a difficult situation to deal with. The New York Mets, the Mets have a very difficult schedule. It's not just like the teams that you play, but how it's sort of set up. And the Yankees, Ricky, their schedule is like super crazy weird, in which 33 of the first 36 games that they play are against teams that had a winning record last year. And I hate to, when it comes to NFL football, I hate gauging that. Like when we judge strength of schedule, I look at, you got to look at the win totals for the upcoming year, so to speak. But when you look at baseball, Detroit's going to, supposed to be bad again. Kansas City's supposed to be bad again. There are a lot of teams like Seattle. It's not like Seattle are suddenly better. There's a few teams, you know, that are supposed to be a little bit better. But so I you know, you can sort of, you know, gauge what the schedule is. So the Yankees, 33 of their first 36 games, guys, against teams that had a winning record, yet 20 of their last 23 games are against losing teams. And so they're going to be able to rack it up, but they could get in trouble early, actually. So as far as the American League Most Valuable Player, let's just refresh everybody here. Mike Trout, plus 195. Aaron Judge, plus 950. Lindor, 12-1. Bregman, 15-1. Rendon, 16-1. Matt Chapman started off seasons really hot before and smacked like 24 home runs in a first 60-game slate a couple of years ago. What's your take on the American League, Ricky, before we get into the KBO?
So basically what I was saying is that Eloy Jimenez is the long shot at 48-1, but I basically like any of these hitters in the American League Central for reasons that you kind of outlined there. Look, they get to play the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals, and that's really all you have to say about that. I mean, Ivan Nova is basically the three starter on the Detroit Tigers. I mean, that team just does not have much going for them. And sure, Casey Mize may be up at one point, who's their stud prospect, but they're still going to have four starters. I guess three if you count Matt Boyd as anywhere near good. But four other starters who are struggling. And then Kansas City basically has either Brad Keller or Danny Duffy as their quote-unquote best pitcher. And the bottom of that rotation is just atrocious. So these guys in the AL Central, like Lindor and Jose Ramirez, I think are great values just because they get to play these gas cans over and over and over.
You know what? That's one of the reasons why I think the St. Louis Cardinals are the team to beat in the National League Central. And the Cardinals, their schedule, actually, they play the Royals six times and the Tigers four times, Ricky. You're only playing 60 games, right?
Yep.
You're only playing 60 games. That's 10 games right there. Suddenly, you only have 50 games. Oh, yeah, that doesn't mention they play the Pirates, right? The Pirates can be scrappy, but nevertheless, I'm just saying, like, the Cardinals have an opportunity to rack up some wins. This year, as I said, you know, there's a team. We talk about the Angels, guys. This is unbelievable. You put it together here. The Angels. The Angels play 26 games. 26 of their 60 games are against either the Astros, the A's, or the Dodgers. That's 43% of their schedule, guys. Think about that. 43% of the games that the Angels play this year. 43% of the time that they put their uniform on, they have to play the Astros, the A's, or the Dodgers. That's a tough, that, you know what I mean? It's tough. I just, you know, we'll go through some of the other notes. That's a tough schedule, Ricky.
Yeah, I just wanted to note, by the way, Paul Goldschmidt, 30-1. And this is a guy who in the second half was back to being Paul Goldschmidt last year. 271 ISO, 365 WOBA. And you mentioned those 10 games against the AL Central. Well, guess what? The NL Central isn't great either. I mean, Yu Darvish is thinking about whether or not he's going to play for the Cubs. If he doesn't play, their rotation is ugly. And you look at the rest of the league, I mean, Cincinnati's got some pitchers at the top, but not a whole lot that you're scared of.
Ricky Sanders kicking it with us. All right, Ricky, I could talk baseball with you all night, but let's get into the Korean League. I know you were looking at a potentially there's an underdog on the card tonight. And I can tell you, I just got my ass handed to me in MLS soccer, so I could use some wins here, Ricky. What are we looking at tonight in the KBO as Major League Baseball comes back next Thursday night, but we don't have to wait. We're laying it down tonight, and let's jump in here with the KT Wiz, an offense that has been on fire over the last week, Ricky.
Yeah, they have been on fire, and they're playing just a brutal team in the Hanwha Eagles, who are throwing their quote-unquote ace. But Warwick Saffold, the former Detroit Tiger, how this all comes around, he has been a guy who pitches to contact, and that's a really scary proposition against the Wiz because they strike out at nearly a 19% rate. So the way you beat this team is to miss their bats, and they're second in home run per nine rate. So Saffold does have, you know, a sinking fastball that he fires in the zone, but I don't think this is the right team for that. You know, KT is one of their best pitchers in the mound, and Odrysamer Despaigne, who's a former MLB pitcher in his own right. And this Hanwha team is just a brutal offense. They still don't have Brandon Barnes, who's their foreign hitter, who's still quarantining. So I think it's just they're overmatched on both sides of the ball.
I'm going to be – so is it worth a run line pick? Because it's pretty hefty at minus 230. You think, is it worth – can we lay a run and a half in this game?
I think so. The way their offense has been going, I think this is probably another game where they flirt with double-digit runs, and it's really difficult to ever project Hanwha to get anywhere near there.
All right, we've got Kia and Samsung. Samsung are minus 160. The total is 9.5 there. We have the LG Twins and the Lotte Giants. Giants minus 128. Total is also 8.5 there. The NC Dinos, high total, 10.5. They're underdogs against the Heroes, minus 128. And SK Wyvern take on the Doosan Bears, minus 205, plus 166. Who's the potential juicy underdog on the card tonight?
I like the SK Wyverns here. I think they got a shot to win this game against the Doosan Bears. And people just looking at this game, you know, win-loss records, et cetera, they're going to like the Bears. But, I mean, Young-Ha Lee is not a great starting pitcher. His 14.3% K rate since the start of 2018 is actually the worst on this slate. And his 330 WOBA 100, or 120 ISO allowed are also amongst the worst. And look, SK, it was basically a two-man offense. They just got one of their best hitters back in the lineup in Dongmin Han, and he's a guy who's hit 40-plus homers in this league, which is not easy to do. So now you've got an additional bat in this lineup. And on the other side of this game, you got Junwook Lee is the starter for SK, who has actually held his own against left-handed hitters. Basically 100 ISO allowed to that side of the plate, and this Doosan team is 6-7 lefties deep in their lineup. Basically, you get Tunwoo Park and you get Kim Hyun Mir as your two righties in the lineup. But other than that, it is very lefty heavy. So I think there's a shot for SK to pull this off here. I mean, after the Doosan starter, the bullpen is actually worse than SK's bullpen. I do expect runs to be scored in this game, so I do like the over. But I also like the fact that, you know, SK started the day at about 150. They've been going up, and I think that's the wrong way on this game. I think the underdogs have a legit shot to win.
Ricky Sanders, I'm going to pull the trigger. SK Wyvern. We'll jump in on the favorite and with the KT Wiz game as well. So I'm curious here because, you know, kind of I think a lot of people, and I've been burnt by it, a lot of people rode the NC Dinos earlier in the year to success, but I've been burnt with them on a couple of occasions, actually. And, you know, you don't think this they don't have their best pitcher on the hill, do they, tonight? And I see it's Jay Hackley, and I can't help but think of one of my favorite guitarists, Jake Ely, with Ozzy Osbourne, and of course Badlands, right? But it's not Jake Ely, it's Jay Hack Lee tonight on the hill for the Dinos. But you think the Heroes are worth a look tonight?
I do. I mean, the Dinos are missing arguably their best bat, one of the few bats in this league that's a pro prospect in Sungbum Na, who hit the injured list. So basically, Aaron Altair is their best bat left, and you just lose a bat here. And Jake Brigham, the starter for Kiwoom, is a former MLB pitcher who didn't look great earlier in the year, but he's been on the injured list. And if you look at his numbers last year, when he was healthy, he was lights out. So if they get a healthy Jake Brigham back, I think the Heroes should be favored here. When you look at Jayhawk Lee, he is the worst FIP of any starter on the Dinos. He's been susceptible to the long ball a lot more this year than he ever has before. He's a guy already with 1,000 innings under his belt, so it makes sense that there would be some wear and tear here. And while Addison Russell isn't ready for Kiwoom, the rest of the lineup is looking relatively healthy other than their, like, backup catcher slash DH. So I like the Heroes here against the Dinos. I don't like the Dinos without their top bat when you take into consideration you're betting on the league's worst bullpen, even without the hitter.
Ricky Sanders kicking it with us. Daily Roto, you can check him out. The picks are posted over at Sports Grid. His write-ups, great stuff as well. All right, before we get you out of here, the LG Twin game, is this game going to be played, or is this the game you're most concerned about getting rained out?
So according to my sources and someone who has talked specifically to Dan Straley, he believes this game plays tonight. So I do think it has a chance to play. You look at the weather report on mykbostats.com, it doesn't look quite as optimistic. But Jiho Yu, the writer for the KBO, says that the weather there right now is not too bad. If it plays, we're talking about an LG Twins team that will probably be without their starting shortstop. And Dan Straley, like, has had an interesting two-game stretch, hasn't really been great. But I will caution people that he was out of rhythm. There was a two-game span where his start was postponed back-to-back days. So he was pitching on an unusual number of days rest that he's not pitching on this time. So I think he gets back in rhythm here. I think you got to like the Lotte Giants. He hasn't gotten a lot of run support, although the last few times out, that started to change, and I don't expect that to be an ongoing thing. That Lotte lineup actually hits right-handed pitching pretty well. So I like their odds tonight. They're about -180, and I would definitely take them there.
Ricky Sanders, great insight as always, Ricky. And just as a little tease for next week, FanDuel has posted numbers: the New York Yankees and the Washington Nationals. The New York Yankees -128 road favorites. Garrett Cole versus Max Scherzer, total 7.5. San Francisco versus the Los Angeles Dodgers. Looks like Cueto versus Kershaw, the Dodgers, -300 favorites. The total is also 7.5. It's so close, Ricky. We've got lines posted for these games.
Yeah, and I can't wait to start betting the underdogs in this short season. Count me in for anything, you know, the opposite side of -300 early on this year.
Yeah, I would. I'm a Dodger fan, and I hear you on that. But I'll tell you, I like the Nationals in that first game. I'll take the Nationals at +110 with Max Scherzer on their home field in front of no fans. It's just so weird.
Yeah.
It'll be such a weird season.
Yeah, by the way, KBO road teams have not been or have been stronger than usual because of the no fans. So I just want to remind people of that.
Interesting. And you know what? In soccer, we've seen it as well. Home teams have struggled way more, even without the fans for whatever reason. Ricky Sanders, it's always a pleasure, my man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us. We'll let you go scout the weather report in Korea.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Ricky. Ricky Sanders. Great stuff with Ricky. Sports Rings Late Night continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Always great stuff with Ricky Sanders. Getting us ready for some Korean baseball. That's 5:30 a.m. Eastern. You can catch Scott Wetzel will be on. I'm sure Scott's a big fan of the Korean baseball league. So you can catch Bagels and Bad Beats. Don't forget Scotty Farrell. We follow Scotty Farrell right here on these very radio stations that you're listening to us on right now. I am Gabriel Morenci. This is Sports Rage Late Night. So Ricky Sanders just joined us, and one of the best in the business. And Ricky likes the KT Wiz, and Ricky's moved some numbers, as he always does when he joins us. It was 230. Word of no lie, guys. So Ricky Sanders, I'm like, oh, Ricky, it's -230. By the time we were done the conversation, it was -260. It's just been readjusted to -250 at FanDuel. Ricky just moved this thing 30 cents. All you guys just moved this thing 30 cents that tuning into the program right now. It's crazy how we can move numbers. And we don't say that as like, oh, you know what, like we're all sharp and all that. But, we, you know, our shows have moved numbers for years. The fact of the matter is most of the people that listen to our shows bet at the same places. So it adds up, right? Like it adds up. So even like right now at FanDuel, what do you guys think? It was just by chance. These games aren't for hours, 5:30 in the morning, right? So you think right now, just by chance, as we were talking about this on a national show, that suddenly the line just moved 30 cents out of the blue because it wasn't Ricky Sanders just breaking that game down and giving the pick like that, right? Like, come on. You know, it was just random, right? Like, it happens every week when he joins us. Like, when Ricky Sanders joins you on the show, you got to click as he says it because it moves. You know, it'll move. So, you know, you got to click. You got to jump in. Click, click, click. So Ricky likes, we're going to lay the run and a half for the KT Wiz. We're going to lay the run and a half for the KT Wiz. We'll lay the -128 with the Lotte Giants. We'll take the Kiwoom Heroes -128 against the NC Dinos. And the upset of the night, the SK Wyvern SK Wyvern against the Doosan Bears, although that number has just moved to plus 170. You guys are hitting this, hitting KBO hard tonight. Let's go. Let's gamble.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.